Audio started, and now I'll start the video. And everything's going fine at the
What's wrong
moment,
with you?
and the sound's too low. Let's
So you
see.
must have a nice studio.
We gotta do that, and we gotta push up the sound about there. There you go.
Okay.
And then the study is where?
Come
Here it
on,
is.
Leo.
There it is. Very good. Could you please get me a little water? I forgot. Got caught up in the music there. That was very good singing. Beautiful singing. Wasn't that good? Praise the Lord. And that's just a couple of us. Imagine if we had more people and more band and. We are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal HaMashiach, just a little piece, a little Adat Yisrael, a little piece of the Israel of God. And we're connected with people, I guess, all around the world. And today's the Sabbath. And it's the seventh Sabbath of all the Sabbaths we were supposed to count. Isn't that fast?
Wow,
7 weeks went by.
I can't believe it.
49 days flew by. Zip. We're going to pray and ask God to bless and anoint this in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, King of the universe, bless and anoint this day in Yeshua's name. Bless the Sabbath. We thank you who we could be here, Father God. I pray you'll touch everyone today. Give everyone extra strength. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Give us discernment. I just thank God we could be here and observe your Feast of Weeks that's coming so soon, Pentecost. Bless everyone today. Give us joy and happiness. And I thank God for the shalom of God on your holy day. May God bless every one of you in Yeshua's name. And thank God for the blood of the Messiah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Amen. It's nice to be here today on a beautiful day here in Tennessee. Looks like a sunny day. Today is the 23rd of May. What happened to May? May is gone, just about. 1 week left, I guess. This is what May means. You guys know that by now, I'm sure. We acknowledge the calendar of God. We just had the new moon last week, and today is the fourth day already of Sivan, the third month of God. And Sivan comes from a little word called Siv right there in Hebrew, which sort of means bright or splendid. And I was looking at that. My ministry is a little teaching ministry. I try to bring up topics and subjects maybe that's not familiar with you, because everyone's born in a different particular church when grew up. But we try to bring up things most people never, I guess, haven't encountered. I try to undelete some for you. My server's still running back there. Fateful little computer. Just I'm hoping God's little angels are protecting it. So you could read the studies, you could hear them, you could watch them, you could upload them or download them or whatever it is. Let's see. We're on Powtalk right now. We're streaming live, and you can go to that URL wherever it is, right there. There it is. And of course, I'm still waiting for invitations to come out and teach the Hebrew roots of the faith through the scriptures, not from Judaism. So if you know anyone that would like to hear any of these teachings, let me know. There's a link right there. I guess I could remind you guys, but I'm sure you're sure you know it. Tomorrow's the 24th Sunday, and this happens to be a Sabbath this time, and it's the Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Chag HaKatzir or Pentecosti. Tomorrow's the 24th of May. I'm sorry, did I say that wrong? Tomorrow is the 50th day, Pentecost. And there it is. It's amazing. It has three names, right? Let's see here. This is offering time, so it's a good time to. God says he don't want anyone to appear before him empty. And that's where it says, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then it says, none shall appear before me empty. God always wants you to bring an offering. And of course, the Feast of Harvest, which is what we're doing tomorrow. And then the Feast of Ingathering, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is at the towards the end of the year. And that's really nice. Got three feasts. So anyway, spiritually from slaves in Egypt to the people of God. You know, I was thinking this morning I should probably start saying in my testimony, let's see, God brought us out of Egypt. Well, how many years ago? 14 years ago? Or 13 years ago? Or 15 years ago? Something like that. But we were brought out of Egypt, and now, and 14 years ago, we were delivered out of our spiritual Egypt and spiritual Pharaoh, the devil, that had us in bondage. And this was our seven-week journey to receive, we're going to be receiving the law again, Ten Commandments, and the giving of the Holy Spirit. So praise Yah. So how'd you do? Everything go okay? Any battles? I'm sure you had some battles, right? Battles. Did you win? The main thing is, did you win?
We made it.
We made it through the whole thing. I'm sure it was. We had all kinds of things happen. But we're still smiling. So today's topic, did you tarry or did you leave? You know, we always see during, as the feasts come every single year, whoever's with us seems like they're never, some people just don't make it with us through the feasts. Supposed to tarry in the city of Jerusalem again, spiritually, until you be endued with power from on high. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So did you remember who you were, or who you are, not were, who you are? Deuteronomy says we're supposed to be a holy people unto Yehovah our God. Jehovah had chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. So that's amazing to know that God actually hand-selected you, right? Out of your family, out of your whole family, you were just picked to know these things. Because think of all your family. Most of them don't know any of these things that we talk about. And we take for granted, you know, the calendar of God, the feast of God, the Sabbath, you know, the Gregorian calendar. Whoever heard of that? Who's he? You know. But anyway, it says right here in Deuteronomy 26:18, Jehovah had avouched thee this day to be a peculiar people, as he had promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. So we're the new lights of the world in this generation, and we got to keep our light shining, you know. Exodus 19:6 says, we're a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Praise the Lord. And of course, Peter echoes the same message when he writes his letter. He says, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we're supposed to show forth the praises of God who had called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. And in Titus, we see Yeshua gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. And of course, we all have to remember we're the temple of the living God, and we're the light of the world. Isn't that amazing? So you have to let your light shine everywhere. And I was thinking about the other day, we went to go buy something, and even the man was amazed that my wife was double-checking, making sure we were paying him the right amount. He goes, are you trying to make sure you give me the right amount? He goes, no one does that. I said, we do. We want to make sure we're fair and honest in everything we do. And he just looked at us, you know. So we have to be restorers of the word. Yeshua, the apostles, Paul, who saw, all observed these holy days. You know, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, in the Gospels and Letters. You can click on this link if you don't know where they are. And of course, Paul was observing the Feast of Weeks a couple of different times. He mentions it in some of his letters. Here we have in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. So this is the kind of feast that you're not supposed to go off on your own. You're supposed to be gathering together with people. In one accord, in one place, right? So it's good to be in one place. You know, it's nice. Acts 20 says, Paul determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend time in Asia. That's Asia Minor. He hasted, if it was possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. Most people never see this in the scriptures because they think Pentecost is, I don't know what they think most churches think it is. The Pentecostals don't even do Pentecost, come to think of it. And that's really strange, because they don't keep any Sabbaths, that's why. And of course, Paul writes to the Corinthians, and he says, I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, Feast of Weeks. So there we have two different references right there in a couple of letters, and of course it's written in Acts. Some people tell me that the seven-day Sabbath, they keep the seven-day Sabbath, but they never heard of the other Sabbaths or the feasts, you know, and a lot of people we've come across lately that they never heard of the Sabbaths, the seven Sabbaths in the feasts of God, or they never even heard of the feasts of God. And some people think they're over. That's wrong. So you have to go with Paul's letter again to the Colossians. He says, don't let anyone judge you, you know. I think that's krino in the Greek. Don't let anyone tell you what to eat or drink, because God already told you what to eat or drink. God already told you, don't let anyone judge you in respect of a holy day, because you know you're supposed to keep those. Or of the new moon. You're supposed to acknowledge, we just seen the little new moon the other day when we were driving home, and it was just right there, little sliver, beautifully sticking out. And don't let anyone judge you about the Sabbath days. And there's not just a Sabbath day, like on the weekly Sabbath, but there are seven other Sabbaths that are right in the feast. But you have to know that, you have to read the Bible to know this. And he says these things are a shadow of things to come, future tense. He didn't say they were a shadow of things that are past. And this body that they're all have to do with is the body of Messiah. And that's his that reflects his shadow. Has all to do with the Messiah, all these feasts. Actually, the first and second coming of the Messiah. Amen. And again, if you watch one of our videos right there, you can actually go through the whole thing about Colossians 2:16 and understand it the correct way, because most churches got it interpreted incorrect. Anyway, did you tarry in the city of Jerusalem spiritually, I'm talking, until you be endued with power from on high, you know? That's really important. So we're going to read Luke 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning. First day of the week is what?
Sunday.
Very early in the morning came they unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stones rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of Yeshua. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining up garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek you? What are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, he's risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet with you in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again? And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. And of course, here we have the first women preachers. Here comes Mary Magdalene, she's Mary from Magdala, and Joanna, and the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. So here we have all these women running there saying, you know, he's risen. And amazing. I'm happy they didn't keep silent. And their words seemed to these people as idle tales, and they believed them not. Isn't that terrible? Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. He should have knew. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Yeshua himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them said, whose name was Cleopas, answering and said unto him, are you just a stranger in Jerusalem, and you don't know the things which are come to pass here these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Yeshua of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it was he that which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today's the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished. You know, that was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and all them, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body. They came running up to us, saying that they'd seen a vision of angels and said that he was alive. Praise the Lord. Huh? He's standing right there. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found as the women had said, but they saw him not. And he's probably sitting there going, hmm. And he said unto them, O fools, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Messiah to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Whew. And I wish they would have wrote this down. Beginning from the Torah, Moses, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all scriptures the things concerning himself. Wow. Could you imagine that as they're just walking by Emmaus there? And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it's toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, like he always did, and he blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Oh, man. Wow. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord, Yeshua, is risen indeed and had appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Yeshua himself stood in the midst of them, saying unto them, Shalom Alechem, shalom unto you, peace unto you. And they were all terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? He knows their hearts. Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit had not flesh and bones, as you see me have. He's the first one that had an incorruptible body. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they believed not for joy, he wondered, and they wondered, and he said unto them, Have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. Imagine that, in his incorruptible body. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the Torah, the Moses, and the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Kutuvim, the Psalms, concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Praise the Lord. That's two studies that I would have loved to been in more than anything. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Messiah to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are all witnesses of these things, because here I am, risen from the dead. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but make sure you tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them as far away as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and he was carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. I bet they were. Whew. Could you imagine witnessing all that and seeing that? Wow. So did you tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high? Here's Acts chapter 1. The former treaties have I made, O friend of God, Theophilus, of all Yeshua began to do and to teach. He did it until the day in which he was taken up. He did it every day. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So they were up in that upper room for a while, huh? 40 days for a while? Oh, no, not 40 days. How many days? 10 days. Right. Right. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, are you going to restore again to us the kingdom of Israel? He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. Don't worry about that, which the Father had put in his own power. But be more concerned about you're going to receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you're going to be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Amen. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, again he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said also, you men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing up into heaven? This same Yeshua, which is taken up from you into heaven, he's going to come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Amen. He comes with clouds, and every eye is going to see him. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. We were there, which is from Jerusalem. It was a Sabbath day's journey. Took a while to get there. We had to go up to Jerusalem. When they say God, they went up to Jerusalem, it's really going up to Jerusalem. You're walking up to Jerusalem. That's what it is. The terrain. It's amazing how they made their processions of marching or walking, you know, all the time, because it's really quite a trek to go from, you know, these different areas without a vehicle, you know, and they were walking, you know, you just, remember we went to the Mount of Olives? That was amazing. Looking down from the Mount of Olives. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where abode both, so that was the 40 days, now this is the 10 days. When they had come in, they went into the upper room, where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Of course, the women were there. Don't forget them. The women were there, Mary, the mother of Yeshua, and with his brother, and his brothers and sisters were there, Yeshua's. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, that's what this is all about. Yeshua says, we're one. If you've seen the Father, you've seen me. We're all one, you know. So we're going to rejoice. And we did tarry. I hope we're all here. We're still here. Praise the Lord. And may God bless you with the baptism if you don't have it. Yeshua says in John 14, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. We have the Spirit of Truth, because that's all we want, is truth. Whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. Neither knows him, but you know him. He dwells in you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Because I am, me and the Spirit are one, and the Father. Amen. He said, I'll come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. Amen. The world doesn't see him. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, those are the ones that love me, for real. all these people that say they love me and don't keep my commandments, what are they? Liars. And the truth is not in them. But we have the spirit of truth and we keep the commandments. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not the guy from Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, not unto the world? Yeshua answered and said unto him, if a person love me and keep my words, my Father will love them, and will receive, it says, and will come unto them and make our abode with them. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings. The word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he's going to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. Shalom I leave unto you, my shalom I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. So don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise the Lord. You have heard that I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. At this moment, my Father is greater than I, because I'm in this fleshly form that's going to get destroyed. And now I told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. The devil is going to show up. The prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment. I keep his commandments. Arise, let us go hence. Amen. So we did tarry, and we are rejoicing. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you, so don't be so, you know, worried if the world hates you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Amen. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they'll keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Their sins are sticking out. He that hates me hates my Father also. Whew. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their Torah, they hated me without a cause. Amen. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he's going to testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Could you imagine being present for any one of these talks? Wow. I bet you they did tarry there and rejoiced. This is John 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Yes, I was put out. I was even put out of the synagogue here. They're going to put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think he's going to do his God service. I hope that doesn't happen. whatever happens. There's a lot of people that, yeah, I guess. And these things will I do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time has come, you might remember that I told you of them. And these things said I not unto you at the beginning, because I was yet with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you ask me, where you going? But because I said these things unto you, sorrow filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I'll send him unto you. Praise the Lord. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Praise the Lord. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine, and show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. So I'm happy we all tarried and we're still here. Praise the Lord. And may the power of God rest upon us. Here's another reference of the Spirit of God. It says in John, he that believes on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost at that point was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. And this is not a long study today, but I hope you enjoyed this. Very heart-touching study, I felt. Hope you got touched, too. Tomorrow, you have to remember you're a chosen generation, no matter what anyone says about you. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, which is really not popular in the world. You are a segula, a precious jewel, a peculiar people. We're the temple of the living God. Wow. And we are the only lights of the world, right? So try it everywhere you go to restore the forgotten calendar of God, the forgotten Torah. Try to bring up the Sabbath, which is a sign, 7. Try to bring up the forgotten 7 other convocations, which are Sabbaths, and the feasts. Bring up the feasts as much as you can. I try to. Seems like it just bounces off people and doesn't mean anything. Try to bring up the 10 Commandments. I mean, that 4th commandment out of there. I told that young man two weeks ago, I said, you have 9 commandments. Does that sound right? Isn't there 10? You're missing one. You know, the problem is in Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because they've rejected knowledge, God says, I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you hast forgotten the Torah of your God. I will also forget your children. Whoa, powerful verse. That's Hosea 4:6. So remember, we just finished counted 7 Sabbaths. We didn't count the Omer, because that's ridiculous. We counted 7 Sabbaths. Tomorrow is May 24th, of course, Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. Another Sabbath. We have 2 Sabbaths in a row. And it's the Feast of Harvest, right? Praise the Lord. And tomorrow, I always tell my wife, we always forget those 2 loaves baking with leaven. Maybe somebody could whip them up real quick. Hint. Anyway. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow at 12. And I hope you enjoyed this quick study. It's about the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Truth. And it's always available for the asking. Praise the Lord. And this is a quick little study today because we're going to be here. We have much reading today and conversations. We have our brother Zach here. He's waving. Anyone, may God bless you today, and may God send the Holy Spirit to you, and may he rest upon you and be with you for the rest of your lives. May the Spirit of Truth always be with you. May God the Father be with us. Amen. God bless you. And I'm going to stop the video. Praise the Lord. Shabbat Shalom. And I'm going to stop the audio one more time in 14 years. Stop that one.